Well, good morning, everybody. Hadn't had my coffee yet, so you're going to hear me clear my throat quite a bit today, or this morning. Thanks for tuning in. Today's message is going to be about me turning 55 in, let's see, what's today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 5 days. 5 days, I'll turn 55 years old. Now, I can tell you, from someone who is not 55 in their head, it's kind of hard for me to wrap my mind around the idea that I'll be 55 years old. I mean, when you're young, you don't think about growing old, and you shouldn't. That's not normal. But I never thought I would be 55, you know. It's bizarre, you know, because you look around and you see these 55 and older communities. You know, I live in Florida, so I've driven past the signs all my life, you know, 55 and older, 55 and older. And I always thought, you know, a bunch of old farts, you know. And now I qualify. It's really bizarre. So what have I learned in the 55 years, I'm almost 55 years I've been on this earth? I have learned a lot. I came from very humble beginnings. I was the youngest of five brothers, no sisters. My parents were uneducated. We lived on government assistance. To my knowledge, I don't think we ever owned more than one house. My father couldn't keep a dime if his life depended on it. So we did without a lot. There were times when we didn't have food in the house. There were times when we didn't have electricity or running water. There were some dark days in my childhood, but there were some good times in my childhood too, you know. It wasn't completely horrible. As I get older, I realize it wasn't as bad as, you know, I probably thought it was. I had some good times, learned a lot of lessons. And I guess you're probably asking yourself, what can this old fart teach you? Well, I may not be able to teach you anything, but maybe you'll listen to my story, maybe listen to my advice. You can take it or leave it. It's kind of like, you know, anything. Well, I worked hard all my life. I worked steady. I always kept a job. And that was one of the things I'd say. If you're a young person and you're asking yourself, you know, what's the meaning to all this life? Because I think we all do that. I think we all ask that question, you know, what's the meaning of life? Why are we here? You know, and we have these questions that, you know, as young people, we're very idealistic. And if you're not, then you should be. And being idealistic is not a bad thing. Being idealistic is a good thing. You see the world, hopefully, as a bright place, a place with hope and maybe a future. Hopefully you see the glass half full and not half empty. I will tell you that to be successful, you got to have a sense of humor. And I say that because there's times when a sense of humor will break up a bad day or can help you deal with something. It's a what's the word I'm looking for? Boy, I tell you, I haven't had my coffee yet. I apologize. It's a coping mechanism, laughter. I've used laughter all my life, and I've been in situations where rooms were so tense you could cut it with a butter knife. And I've broken it up with laughter and humor. And I'll tell you, having a sense of humor is vitally important to being successful in life. Being agreeable. Now, you might be asking yourself, what does he mean when he says agreeable? I don't say you have to agree to everything, but I'll give you an example. You go to somebody's house, you know, and they're cooking meatloaf, and you really just don't like meatloaf. But you don't want to be rude. So you eat the meatloaf, and you smile, and you thank them for their dinner. You thank them for the time that it took them to make the meatloaf. That's being agreeable. You know, when you're out for dinner or lunch or breakfast or whatever, and you know, they screw up your order, because that's going to happen. You don't get mad, pissed off, and, you know, ruin the day of the waiter or waitress or your company that's with you. You just simply say, it's okay, you know. I won't starve to death while I'm waiting. Sorry. Being agreeable is important. And not getting so upset easily all the time with people and traffic. Now, I'm afraid I'm probably telling you what you should do and not what I do. I kind of lose my patience in traffic, and because people do stupid things and stupid people do stupid things. And so, but if you can find a way not to get pissed off with the rest of the world and not let people steal your peace from you, you have a better life. Sometimes you apologize when it's not even your fault, but you do it for the sake of your relationship with whoever you're with, whether it be an intimate relationship or an employer relationship. You make amends when you can. You forgive people quickly. And you forget offenses done to you easily. These are things that will help you in life. When it comes to finances, I would say if you're young, start a savings account. You know, have it taken out of your check every week or every 2 weeks or however you get paid. Start a savings account. Put $50 in there every month. That's it. You can afford $50 a month. Maybe you can even afford more. Put a little money away, because I'll tell you, it's always good to have a little money sacked away somewhere. Or socked away, I should say. It gives you an opportunity to not be hit with something in case you need new tires, or your washer goes out, or your dryer goes out, or, God forbid, you got to buy a plane ticket somewhere, you know. When it comes to credit cards, I cannot stress this enough. Pay off the balance every month. It's not always fun to do that, but pay it off every month. You'll be better off. When it comes to bills, pay your bills on time. And the reason I say that is because one day you're going to want to buy a house. And everything is predicated on your credit score. If you're in any kind of industrialized nation, there's some kind of scoring mechanism that people decide whether you're credit worthy or not. It's important to pay your bills on time. Don't ever loan money to anybody. That's my other advice. Don't loan money. Just give it to them. Because if you loan money and you don't get paid back, then you're going to be mad the rest of your life. Or you're going to be mad until they pay you back. and it can fracture a relationship. It can take away your peace. It's just not worth it. And don't borrow money. And if you do borrow money, pay it back quickly and promptly, exactly as you said you would. Now, if you ever borrow money from anybody outside of a lending institution, draw up a contract. You sign it, they sign it. Put the terms of the contract and the loan in there. This keeps everybody honest. That way there's no questions, there's no misunderstandings. Everybody knows what's expected of the other person. Whether it's family, whether it's your children, whether it's your mom and dad, doesn't really matter. Draw up a contract. Keeps everybody honest and makes the transaction so much easier. When it comes to friends, friends are important. Friends are very important. They help to shape you into who you are. Friends come in a season, and friends come sometimes for a reason. You'll find that as you get older, a lot of your really close friends you were very close with in maybe high school, you don't hardly talk to them at all now, and they kind of drifted by the wayside, and you know, you guys don't even talk anymore. You barely see each other. That's okay. That's just to be expected. As you get older, things become a little more complex with your circle of friends and your economic standing. It's always good to have a couple of really, really good friends. Friends that will help you no matter what. Now, when it comes to gossip, gossip is something that you don't want to do, and I'll tell you why. Because if you gossip to someone about someone, and they're listening to your gossip, chances are they'll gossip about you to somebody else. And that's not a good thing. Besides, you could find yourself in a situation where you're gossiping about somebody, you're talking about them, and they're friends with the person you're talking about. So it's just not a good idea. This is important too. Don't find glee or happiness when your enemy, let me give you an example. I'm better at that. Say you got this guy at work or this girl at work, and they've just been terrible to you. They've been horrible to you, and they talk about you, and they make fun of you, or they're just not a nice person. Maybe they went as far as to get you in trouble with your boss, and you know, you come close to losing your job. That's a really serious offense. This is what I want you to do because this is going to happen. Okay, it's going to happen to you, and it's going to happen to that person. And this is the really crazy thing, okay? Things like that happen to people, and you think, my God, how do they get away with being so mean and so nasty all the time? How is it that nothing ever happens to them? Nothing befalls them? And you wonder, and you wonder, and you wonder, and then life goes by, and time passes on, and then, you know, you've forgotten about the incident. I mean, unless you're reminded of it, you'll remember it. Then you kind of get pissed off all over again. But then you find out one day that, you know, that person is eat up with cancer, or they got arrested, or they're sitting in jail, or they're, you know, they lost everything they have, or their husband or their wife left them. I mean, it's something really terrible. And you know, your first instinct is to say, yeah, they deserve that. Absolutely. I'm glad that happened to them. Don't do it. Never find happiness in your enemy's demise. You know, hopefully time has passed enough that you can just say, you know what? Doesn't matter to me. You know, they got their reward. They got their, you know, as we used to say here in the South, you know, there comes a time when you got to pay the fiddler. You've been listening to his music all your life, and now you got to pay. Well, don't do that. you know, have compassion for people. You don't have to be stupid. You don't have to, you know, give everybody a dollar, every penny and dollar and quarter out of your pocket, you know. You don't have to give to every person. But always carry a couple of dollars with you, just in case you meet somebody and they need a dollar or two, or they're asking for money. And I'm not saying you got to give money to everybody. You'll know who you can give money to and who you can't. Sometimes you'll get taken. I'd say most of the time you'll get taken. People that ask for money and beggars and things like that, they're professionals. They're very good at what they do. They know what they're doing. They're tugging on your good heartstrings. If you give somebody a dollar and you pass them later and they've got a fifth of liquor in their hand and they're drinking and you're thinking, oh, I shouldn't have given them that money. All they're going to do is drink. Let it go. Let it go. It's not that important. Tipping. When you go out to a restaurant and somebody waits on you, tip them. And don't just tip them. Tip them good. You know, some people throw a couple of pennies up there, two quarters, or they'll put a dollar on the table. These people work very hard for what they do, and they make very little an hour. Most of them make about $2 an hour, which I think is criminal. But when your waiter or waitress waits on you and gives you service, they're depending on you to be generous. And if you can give them $2, you can give them $5. Here recently, the minimum tip I give is $5. Wherever I go, $5. And I'll tell you this, if you can't tip, don't eat out. That's just wrong. It's cruel. And I'll tell you who some of the worst offenders are. Churchgoers, so-called Christians, Sunday people. They go to church after, or they go to dinner after church, and they run the poor waitress or the waiter to death. They complain about everything, and then they leave no tip, or worse, they leave a couple of pennies on there to let you know they did think about the tip, but they're going to give you two pennies. That doesn't do anything but soil the image of everybody else who claims to be a Christian. So if you're a Christian, you're listening to this, don't ever do that. That is not the way to be. And if you're in the store one day and somebody's trying to buy something and, you know, their card's being declined, have a little extra money and compassion and either swipe your card and pay for it, let them go, because that's an embarrassing thing, or give them cash. And you might be tempted looking on the counter and say, well, what are they trying to buy? I know I've been guilty of that too. But try not to qualify what you do for someone, because we were never worthy of Jesus dying for us, and we never will be. And I don't think anybody out there is going to be worthy of you giving them money that you worked hard for. That's why when you give it, it's a big deal, because it's money you worked for. It's your money. You should be able to do with it what you want to with it. And I agree, you should, absolutely. No one should ever be forced to give money to anybody. And that goes for taxes too. When it comes to community, get involved. Get involved. Volunteer at a local food bank. Even if you only do it once a year, maybe on Thanksgiving, you know. Maybe serve the poor, serve the homeless. You only have to do it once a year. Ring that bell. Heck, if you don't want to miss Thanksgiving or Christmas, ring a bell. Find the Salvation Army nearest to you and go ring a bell for an hour or two. Stand out there ringing that bell. Get involved in your community. If you're a believer, if you're a Christian, or if you're a Catholic, or if you're a Mormon, you know, whatever your religion is, go to your place of worship. Get involved there. Whether it be your your mosque, or your temple, or your church, or your house of worship, get involved. Get involved and get to know people. and be nice to folks, you know. And I'll tell you another thing. This is a Southern thing, and we do this in the South, or we were raised to do it. I'm sure there's people that don't do it now, but we were raised to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am to everybody, and yes, sir, and no, sir. It's just respect. It's a Southern thing. It's not a disrespect thing. It has nothing to do with slavery. I've had someone tell me that they don't say that. They don't make their children say that because it has to do with slavery. That is absolutely false. It is a form of respect. It's like holding the door for someone. When you walk out of a door at a convenience store or anywhere, you know, look behind you. Make sure that you're not letting that door sling on somebody else, you know? And when a lady comes in a room and you're sitting down and there's no other place for her to sit, or a child or a woman or, you know, an elderly person, get up and give them your seat. You might be on the subway. You might be on a public transportation. You might just be sitting in a doctor's office somewhere. Give them your seat. Stand up. You're young. You can do it. I still do that. And look for ways to help other people. If you're out in the parking lot of the Walmart or the Publix or Kroger or wherever it is you shop, Trader Joe's, you know, look out in the parking lot. If you see somebody struggling to load their groceries up, go offer to help. Offer to help people. You know, just be nice. My father did not have a whole lot of usable advice, but I will tell you, one of the things I took away from my dad's advice given to me was be nice to folks. It doesn't cost a dime to be nice to folks. You know? And when it comes to romance, be sweet. If you're a guy and you're dating a girl, be sweet to her. Open the door for her. Tell her she's beautiful. Don't look at other girls when they walk by, even if they're not as pretty as she is, because you know what? She's with you. Treat her like she's the most beautiful thing in the whole world. And don't disrespect her. Don't talk back to her. Don't ever put your hands on her in anger. I don't care what she's done to you. I don't care what she said to you. If you got to beat somebody you're with, you don't need to be with them. And if you got to hide your relationship, you don't need to be together. Now, I know that sounds old-fashioned. There's a lot of people out there having clandestine relationships because one of them or both of them are married. They don't want their spouse to find out, or they don't want somebody in the community to find out. And I don't doubt that they're happy and that they love each other and, you know, they want to be with each other. I get it. But if you got to hide your relationship, you don't need to be in it. Neither do they. But when it comes to young ladies, treat them like they're delicate pieces of glass. Be sweet to them. Hold their hands. Put your arms around them. Tell them you love them. If you have a relationship with them and you can do that, tell them you love them. Let them know. Tell them every day you love them. Bring them flowers for no reason. And I'm just going to tell you something that I learned. Unfortunately, a little too late, but I learned it. When you put your hands on your wife or your girlfriend and, you know, you express your love to her, it doesn't always have to end in sex. A lot of times women, let me just tell you this right off the bat, women do not need sex as much as us guys do. There may be a small window of opportunity where girls will want to have sex, but it's more of a control thing than anything else. Okay? Guys, it doesn't have to end in sex. Sometimes they just want a hug. Sometimes they just want a kiss. Sometimes they just want you to pat them on their back. You know, be sweet to them. And you ladies out there, if you're married or you got a boyfriend that's working hard for you, he doesn't require much. Just every now and then tell him, you know, you're doing a great job and I love you and I appreciate you. And I'm glad that you're taking care of me and my kids and my family. You know, there's a lot of blended families out there. A lot of guys taking care of kids that aren't theirs. A lot of women out there who's a mama to kids that aren't hers, you know. Be sweet to them. And that's another thing. Brings me up. Kids. Always be nice to kids. Never hurt kids. Never put your hands on kids to hurt them. Ever. If you can't talk to a child and explain and reason with them, then there's something mentally wrong with that child, either emotionally or mentally, or they're just too young to understand what you're trying to tell them. I don't believe in spanking. I was whipped as a child, and you know, I would tell my kids no, and you know, I used a little tiny switch on them, and I just tapped their legs with it enough to make them realize that what they were doing was wrong and unacceptable. But as I've grown older, I see that, you know, I personally, and I know a lot of people don't agree with this, especially in the South, you know, whipping your kids or beating your kids or whatever you want to call it. I just don't do that personally. Whatever works for you and your family, that's got to work for you and your family, not mine. But be sweet to kids. Be good to kids. Love them. Be helpful to them, you know. Give them love and appreciation and admiration and validation, and tell them they're doing a great job, and encourage them as much as you can. And when you see kids out in public, you know, you don't have to say anything to them, you know, but sometimes you might get the opportunity to help a lost child, you know. Just be nice, that's all. Be nice to kids. Some kids are going through a lot of shit, okay? Abuse and neglect and poverty, and it's never fun. So be nice to kids. And I don't care how ugly a baby is, you don't have to lie and say how beautiful. But if anybody shows you a picture of their baby or their grandchild, you be sweet, because to them, that's the most precious thing in the world. Now, I know there's going to be times when an older person will catch you and they'll talk to you and 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 talk to you, and they'll talk to you until you just think you're about to lose your mind. Be nice and listen. Take a few moments and listen, even if you're in a hurry. Even if you're in a hurry, be nice. Just listen. You know, this might be the only person they get to talk to. You know, they're probably extremely lonely. They no telling what their life is like. And you're just a sympathetic ear. Just be nice. Listen. If you're married, be nice to your wife. Be nice to your husband. You know, be a good father. If you're a father, be a good father. You know, love your kids. Love your wife. You know, love your husband. Do things with your kids. I'll tell you this, if you're married, you got kids, take them camping. I'm telling you, it's the most amazing thing. Take them camping and don't have any electronic devices. None, zero. Take them camping and play cornhole and play hide and go seek at night with lanterns. Tell stories around the ghost stories around the fire, you know. Make marshmallows with chocolate and graham crackers and eat a lot of sweets and snacks and things, and stay up late at night. Let them have their own flashlight, you know. I've found that through the years camping with my children, some of the best times we ever had. You know, we've been on cruises before, and we've done, you know, cross-country trips and things like that. But I will tell you, camping was some of the best times we ever had, and they look back on it now with fondness, to where now they talk about wanting to do that with their kids, you know. Getting older is not for wimps, I'll just tell you, and it'll come when you least expect it. It'll come when you're thinking, you know, I was just 20 the other day, or I was just 30 the other day, or I was just, you know, 40 the other day, or I was, you know, whatever the age it is, you know. You'll get to the point to where you say, I can't believe time has just sped up, and now all of a sudden, I'm this age or that age. It goes by quickly, I'll just tell you. Enjoy your youth. You know, you won't always be young. You won't always have the indiscretions that youth brings, and the friendships that youth brings, and the new experiences that youth brings. But I can tell you, enjoy it, have fun, and do as many crazy things as you can, as long as it's not illegal, it doesn't hurt anybody, and you don't have to take antibiotics afterwards. Have fun. Any opportunity comes along, take it. That's the last thing I'm going to leave you with. This is a long one. I do apologize, but there's a lot to be said. Opportunities are going to come. You're going to get an opportunity to do this, to do that, to do this, you know, and it's going to be sometimes some of the craziest things. Take advantage of that. Do it. Trust me, you won't regret it. Try it at least once, you know. I mean, as long as it's legal and it doesn't hurt anybody and you don't have to take an antibiotic afterwards, truly, don't turn down any opportunity to learn something or do something. And that's about all I got for you today. I hope you got something out of this. I hope you appreciate it. And till we speak again, you guys have a great day, and I'll talk to you later.